Stroke. Introduction. A stroke is a serious life-threatening medical condition that happens when the blood supply to part of the brain is cut off by a blood clot or bleeding from a blood vessel. Strokes are a medical emergency and urgent treatment is essential. The sooner a person receives treatment for a stroke, the better their chance of recovery. Stroke strikes suddenly and can result in a devastating range of disabilities or death, having a profound impact on individuals and their families. Current stroke services. Stroke units are where you should be sent to within 4 hours of hospital admission for your initial care. Our stroke clinical teams are spread across our stroke units on our 4 main hospital sites. This means our teams, which are small, are spread over a large geographical area. Stroke services are currently provided at Ustwyth Ward in Bronglais Hospital, Glenllian Ward in Glanwilly Hospital, Ward 9 in Prince Philip Hospital, and Ward 11 in Witherbush Hospital. In 2023-2024, there were 792 stroke admissions across all our hospitals. This is approximately 16 per week. Approximately 30% of strokes were treated at Glanwilly and Witherbush Hospitals, and approximately 20% of strokes were treated at Bronglais and Prince Philip Hospitals. More serious strokes are transferred to thrombectomy centres, such as in Cardiff or Bristol. Suspected stroke patients come into our care in several ways. This includes by ambulance following a 999 call, patients directly arriving via walk-in services, suspected stroke being identified among current inpatients, or suspected stroke being identified in the community by a healthcare professional. Patients need a CT, computerized tomography, and/or CTA, computerized tomography, angiography scan in some cases. This is to identify if they have bleeding around the brain or if there is a blockage or closing of a blood vessel. The initial assessment of suspected stroke patients is carried out by trained medical staff. An important part of the initial treatment for some stroke patients is thrombolysis. This is a treatment where a drug is given to a patient to break down blood clots and try to re-establish the blood supply to the brain. It is important for the thrombolysis treatment to be given as early as possible. The best outcomes are achieved for those patients who receive thrombolysis within 3 hours, although it can be given effectively after this up to 4.5 hours. After admission to a stroke unit, patients are reviewed by a consultant. Once well enough, patients then receive multidisciplinary assessments as well as intensive rehabilitation as appropriate. Patients are discharged home in accordance with the severity of their stroke. The pace of their recovery can also be helped by integrated community stroke services. Integrated community stroke services are being gradually developed in Huildar to support stroke patients in the community, allowing for earlier discharge from hospital. Did you know? Wales follows national best practice for stroke care, guided by the UK National Stroke Programme, to improve prevention, treatment and recovery. Did you know? NHS Wales has developed its own standards for stroke care, designed specifically for the needs of people in Wales. These standards are built on the National Clinical Framework, ensuring that care is consistent, high quality, and evidence-based. They are reinforced by the Quality Statement for Stroke, which sets out what excellent patient-centred stroke care should look like across Wales. Together, these standards support a population health approach, helping to improve outcomes for people, families, and communities across the country. Did you know? All health boards and trusts in Wales are expected to adopt the Quality Statement for Stroke as a framework for planning and delivering optimal stroke prevention and care in collaboration with their partners. This has been developed by the Welsh Government in alignment with the commitments outlined in A Healthier Wales. The stroke pathway is outlined as 7 key elements. These are 1. Stroke prevention. 2. Transient ischemic attack, TIA. 3. pre-hospital stroke care, 4. Acute phase, 0 to 72 hours, 5. Recovery and rehabilitation, 6. Integrated community stroke services, 7. Life after stroke. Why change is needed? Currently, our stroke services do not meet clinical standards, and we do not have 7-day specialist cover. This can lead to patient outcomes that are not as good as they could be. This is why we need to change the way stroke services are delivered so they are safe, sustainable, accessible, and kind for patients and staff. Quality Statement for Stroke. The Quality Statement for Stroke sets out what high-quality, person-centred stroke care should look like across Wales. It provides a framework for health boards to plan and deliver consistent, safe, and modern stroke services. Currently, our stroke service resources are spread thinly across multiple sites. This means we have inadequate staffing levels in nursing, allied health professionals, and specialist stroke consultants. We rely on single-handed locum consultants at Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals, which makes our service fragile. We do not have 7-day specialist cover. Our population does not have access to a specialist comprehensive regional stroke centre, CRSC, within our area. We have not been able to meet the evidence-based standards recommended by the Royal College of Physicians and measured by the Sentinel Stroke National Audit Programme, SSNAP. We have an over-reliance on individuals and a risk of service collapse. This means our services are not resilient. We do not have a community rehabilitation service that meets the stroke standards for integrated community stroke services. We do not have a 7-day or 5-day transient ischemic attack TIA service, as recommended by the stroke standards. Unequal participation in research studies due to staffing shortages. This means that our population is not getting the best possible outcomes following a stroke, which means avoidable deaths and disability. It also shows that, although our staff work incredibly hard to provide the best care they can, the nearest hospital for patients may not be able to support a patient throughout their whole care and treatment or offer the best outcomes. We recognise that the specialism of stroke services and the development of specialist comprehensive regional stroke centres, CRSCs, may mean some patients receiving their ongoing care in a different hospital to the one they are currently familiar with. For families and carers, this could mean travelling further to visit loved ones who are in hospital. We understand the impact this can have, and it is something we take seriously as part of our decision-making. Stroke options we consulted on. There are two options that we originally consulted on as part of our clinical services plan. These were option A and option B. The current stroke service provided by Huwelddhar in stroke units at Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Witherbush hospitals. Option A included treat and transfer units in Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals and stroke units, specialist cover 12 hours a day, in Prince Philip and Witherbush hospitals. Option B included treat and transfer units in Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals, a stroke unit, specialist cover 24 hours a day, in Prince Philip Hospital, and a treat and transfer and stroke unit, specialist cover 12 hours a day, in Witherbush Hospital. In this option, patients at Witherbush Hospital would be transferred to Prince Philip Hospital for their initial care before returning to Witherbush Hospital for further care and stroke rehabilitation. In both options, Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals would become treat and transfer hospitals for stroke. In option B, Witherbush Hospital would also become a treat and transfer hospital for stroke. This would mean following initial assessment, stroke patients requiring acute care would be transferred elsewhere within Huwelddhar. Differs between our options as outlined above, or to a thrombectomy centre, such as in Cardiff or Bristol, according to their needs. Care for TIAs, mini-stroke, would continue at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Witherbush hospitals, but not Glanguilly Hospital. Did you know? National clinical guidelines for stroke have changed, with a 4.5-hour window for thrombolysis from the onset of stroke where suitable. Did you know? Where appropriate, thrombolysis drugs should be given within 45 minutes of arrival at the hospital, although they are licensed for use within 4.5 hours of the onset of a stroke. Key themes our community shared with us during the previous consultation. During the 13.5-week clinical services plan consultation held between May and August 2025, our community shared the following views with us. We heard that travel, transport and rural geography are major concerns for safety and fairness. Journeys are long and public transport is limited. Pressure on patient transfers makes it harder for people, especially in rural areas, to access care when they need it, affecting outcomes and widening inequalities. Workforce shortages are the biggest risk to whether services can work in practice. We heard that changing services alone will not solve staffing problems, and the proposals must be supported by realistic, funded and deliverable workforce plans. Services are closely connected and need to be looked at as a whole. Some were concerned that changes in one service could unintentionally impact others, and decisions must consider the knock-on effects across hospital, diagnostic, and community services. Condition of buildings and available infrastructure concerning. People felt that some proposals rely on building space or investment not currently in place or guaranteed, which could limit what can realistically be delivered. Trust and confidence in the process are fragile. Some expressed concern that the process felt complex and at times pre-decided, with not enough clarity about difficult choices or what trade-offs were being made. Digital and virtual services should be built in as a core part of care, not added on. Some said that virtual-first approaches could reduce travel and improve access, but only if used consistently, safely, and in ways that are inclusive. While some raise concerns about more services moving online, especially for people who don't have access to digital technology or lack confidence in using it. Protecting equality, the Welsh language and rural communities is important. People told us that impacts often combine and build up, particularly for rural and disadvantaged groups. Actions to reduce these impacts must be clear, achievable, and properly monitored rather than assumed. When letting us know what they thought specifically on stroke services, we heard about retaining services locally. There were very strong views about retaining local stroke services, particularly in Mid and West Wales. A petition with over 17,000 signatures called for services to be kept at Brongleis, highlighting the depth and strength of feeling. Views varied significantly by location. People closest to Prince Philip Hospital were more supportive of the options. People closest to Brongleis and Glanguilly Hospitals were more likely to oppose them and felt services should remain locally. People closest to Withybush Hospital emphasised the need for 24-hour services. Travel times and access under treat and transfer models were raised as a real concern, especially the distances to Prince Philip Hospital from areas such as North Ceredigion. Doubts about whether the Welsh Ambulance Services University NHS Trust, WAST, could meet increased demand safely. Concerns were also raised by the public about the safety of treat and transfer models. Accessibility for families and visitors. Lots of concerns were raised about the impact on patients, families and visitors, particularly where public transport is poor or non-existent. This would make regular visiting and support over long distances difficult. Deliverability and resourcing. Questions raised included whether reducing administrative or management roles could help offset the clinical workforce needed to expand stroke services. Public confusion. There were many queries linked to how the treat and transfer would work in practice and what a 12-hour specialist model means, alongside transport-related confusion. For further information on what we heard during the Clinical Services Plan consultation, please read our Clinical Services Plan consultation report, https://hduhb.nhs.wales/csp-consultation-report. The alternative options for stroke services shared with us during the consultation. Following the consultation process, 28 unique alternative options were received for stroke services that did not meet hurdle criteria. In summary, these alternative ideas were 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Glanguilly and Prince Philip hospitals. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Prince Philip hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Bronglais Hospital. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Prince Philip Hospital. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals, with Bronglais hospitals supported as a third site with telemedicine. 12-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Glanguilly Hospital. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Prince Philip Hospital and a 12-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Bronglais Hospital, with treat and transfer services at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Glanguilly Hospital, a 12-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Withybush, with treat and transfer services at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Glanguilly Hospital and 12-hour specialist cover stroke units following treat and transfer at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Glanguilly and Prince Philip hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais and Prince Philip hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Withybush Hospital and 12-hour specialist cover stroke units after treat and transfer at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Prince Philip hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Bronglais Hospital and 12-hour specialist cover stroke units after treat and transfer at Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Glanguilly Hospital and 12-hour specialist cover stroke units after treat and transfer at Bronglais and Withybush hospitals, with a stroke rehabilitation unit after treat and transfer at Prince Philip Hospital. 24-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals, with treat and transfer services at Prince Philip Hospital. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Prince Philip Hospital and 12-hour specialist cover stroke units after treat and transfer at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Prince Philip Hospital, a 12-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Withybush Hospital, a 12-hour specialist cover stroke unit with telemedicine at Bronglais Hospital, with treat and transfer services at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Prince Philip Hospital, a 12-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Withybush Hospital and a stroke therapy rehabilitation unit at Bronglais Hospital, with treat and transfer services at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke unit at Glanguilly Hospital, treat and transfer and consult and therapist rehabilitation units provided at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. 24-hour specialist cover stroke units at Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. A comprehensive regional stroke centre in Swansea Bay University Health Board and Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals, providing stroke units and rehabilitation after treat and transfer. A comprehensive regional stroke centre in Swansea Bay University Health Board only. A comprehensive regional stroke centre at Glanguilly Hospital, a consultant therapy led unit in Prince Philip Hospital, and treat and transfer services at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. A comprehensive regional stroke centre at Swansea Bay University Health Board, with consultant therapy led unit in Prince Philip Hospital, with treat and transfer at Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. There were two alternative options that did meet hurdle criteria and were considered by board. The current stroke service provided by Huildar is stroke units at Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. Option 106 was based on option A and included treat and transfer units in Bronglais and Glanguilly hospitals and stroke units, specialist cover 12 hours a day, in Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals. In this option, patients at Bronglais Hospital would be transferred to Prince Philip Hospital for their initial care before returning to Bronglais Hospital for further stroke rehabilitation. Option 210 was based on option B, but using different sites. It included treat and transfer units in Prince Philip and Withybush hospitals, a stroke unit, specialist cover 24 hours a day at Glanguilly Hospital, and a treat and transfer and stroke unit, specialist cover 12 hours a day in Bronglais Hospital. Patients at Bronglais Hospital would be transferred to Glanguilly Hospital for their initial care before returning to Bronglais Hospital for further care and stroke rehabilitation. In all the options considered by our board, the ambulance would take a suspected stroke patient to their nearest main hospital. The initial assessment scan, typically a CT scan, as well as initial treatment, i.e. thrombolysis, would be delivered at the receiving hospital, as is the case now. More serious strokes would be transferred to thrombectomy centres, such as in Cardiff or Bristol, as they are now. How the merged idea for stroke services was developed. After the consultation closed, and before any decisions were made, the board carried out a conscientious consideration process. This means carefully looking at and thinking through all the feedback people shared alongside the evidence before moving towards any decision. When reviewing consultation responses as well as new data, guidance and information about stroke services, it became clear that no single option on its own fully addressed the challenges facing the service. However, some parts of different options that had already been assessed were seen as having strengths that could work better if they were brought together. Because of this, the board discussed a new merged idea, combining elements of options 106 and 210 that were suggested through the consultation. It was described as an idea, not a final option, because it had not yet been tested or considered in the same way as the consulted and alternative options shared with the board. The board then agreed to take this merged idea forward as a preferred option for further testing and engagement. While recognising that option 106 could provide services across more locations, it was felt that maintaining services at three main hospitals would not address staffing sustainability challenges. While option 210 addressed challenges around accessing stroke care for people in Ceredigion, parts of Powys and South Gwynedd, it was felt that it wouldn't be sustainable to maintain an acute stroke unit in Bronglais Hospital. The merged idea, options 106 and 210, proposes a more sustainable approach for Bronglais Hospital. This would provide a stroke rehabilitation unit while still bringing together acute stroke care services at a single site. This would also help address some of the concerns raised, especially by those living in Ceredigion, Powys and South Gwynedd, about travel times for patients and visitors. The board identified that this approach could strengthen the stroke service. It would bring staff together onto fewer sites and extend specialist provision beyond the current weekday model to deliver better patient care and outcomes. Our board recognised that progressing with a preferred option could bring opportunities to design innovative, creative rehabilitation models, offering new staff roles. This second phase of the consultation is an opportunity to understand the impacts of the idea, hear people's views, and test whether it could work in practice before any final decision is made.